Trump-Mexico deal keeps driving down release of illegal aliens into U.S. by John Binder on July 24, 2019. The release of border crossers and illegal aliens into the United States interior by the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has continued plummeting thanks to President Trump's migration deal with Mexico last month. Between July 10 and July 22, DHS released about 2,500 border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities, federal data confirms. This indicates that DHS is releasing about 192 border crossers and illegal aliens every day into the country, a reduction of about 85% compared to catch-and-release totals weeks before the Trump-Mexico deal. For example, more than 2 months ago, DHS was releasing about 1,214 border crossers and illegal aliens every day into the U.S. interior, an enormous level of release that was exacerbated by the signing of a budget deal in February. Since Trump's signing of the migration deal with Mexico, which mandates foreign nationals seeking asylum wait in Mexico while their claims are processed, the total of border crossers and illegal aliens has been significantly cut. The catch-and-release process often entails federal immigration officials busing border crossers into nearby border cities, as well as flying them into the interior of the country, and dropping them off with the hope they show up for their immigration and asylum hearings. The overwhelming majority of border crossers and illegal aliens are never deported from the country once they are released into the U.S. today. There are anywhere between 11 million and 22 million illegal aliens living across the country, the majority of which are concentrated in states like California, New York, Florida, Texas, and Illinois. Over the last 2 weeks, about 1,000 of the 2,500 border crossers and illegal aliens released into the country were dropped off in the San Antonio, Texas area. Another 500 were released in El Paso, Texas, while 500 were released in San Diego, California, and 500 were released in Phoenix, Arizona. Former Kansas Secretary of State and U.S. Senate candidate Kris Kobach has detailed exclusively at Breitbart News 3 executive actions the Trump administration and DHS officials could take to immediately end catch and release, including creating additional detention space where immigration court hearings can be heard quickly. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.